Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Mets try to keep winning and see if they can fight their way into a wild card. 18 games left to play. And the guy who has been just amazing this year is Pete Alonso, and he joins us now. Pete, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
What's up, Mike? Doing great. How about you?
So are you doing great. I mean, you're doing it's been an unbelievable season. You got 18 games to play. How do you feel about things?
I'm feeling great. I mean, we got a big one here today, and we're going to try and keep this thing moving forward in the right direction. I mean, we still have a great opportunity in front of us, and we're three games back, and I mean, it's going to be a really exciting time for us and the fans coming down the stretch. So, I mean, we have a great opportunity, and we're going to keep working for the postseason.
Pete, if we went back to the start of the season, share with us now what was in your head about goals. Did you have any goals? Did you have any thoughts about I'd like to accomplish this or that now that you've had this amazing season?
Well, from day one, when I stepped in the locker room during spring training, everything was about making the team,
right?
And being the best possible player I could possibly be, proving to not just myself, but proving to the coaching staff, the front office, that, hey, you know what, Pete Alonso is a big leaguer, and that I belong in that roster, and I didn't know where the chips were going to fall, and I had a really good spring training. I worked really hard, and not just during that spring training. I mean, everything culminating up to that point, I mean, it was, for me, I looked at it as a kind of a chance to seize an opportunity and make a dream into reality. So, I mean, it's been unbelievable so far, and I'm just really happy that I was able to perform and continue to do so.
As you've rounded these bases on all these trips, is there one that has stood out where you said, wow, I can't believe I did this? Well, you know, maybe the 10th, maybe the 30th. I mean, was there one that just stood out to you this year out of all these home runs?
Well, I mean, all of them are just so fun. I mean, as Jason Vargas said when he was here, he's like, Pete, homers are sick. And, I mean, all of them have been absolutely unbelievable, like, so fun. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's one of the, hitting a home run in the big leagues. I mean, to me, as a power hitting guy, it's something extremely special. And to me, like, every single one just means so much because, I mean, this is a dream, this is a fantasy for me. And this is what I've always wanted to do. And I've done everything I possibly could, throughout my life to get myself to this point. And, I mean, it's been just such an amazing ride, and all of it, it's came together, and it's just so rewarding and just so much fun every single time.
Have you taken a step back and realized yet you're in the midst of one of the great rookie seasons in baseball history?
I really have a tough time truly understanding it. Like I understand like what I'm doing is like really, really cool. And it's such an amazing accomplishment, but I mean, for me, it's like my focus is on day-to-day stuff. It's like tonight, it's like, all right, we got to beat the Diamondbacks tonight. So, I mean, I understand, but I don't think it's really going to fully hit until when the dust settles and whenever the off season is, it's not going to really, I feel like hit me until later on when I got time to think and about the year.
You know, I want to get to your defense in a minute because it's been really good too, and that shouldn't be overlooked. And your leadership with the team and so many different facets for you this year. But right out of the All-Star game is the only time where I thought you struggled a little bit. You've been unbelievably consistent. You really haven't had a time this year where you went into a real valley. Was there any point where you were at any point uncomfortable, or have you just been as comfortable as you've looked all season?
Well, I mean, every day, I mean, there's no, I guess baseball is a funny game because there's no permanent fixes to a problem because it's such a huge game of failure. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does.
Okay. Yeah, because there's everything that we work on. I mean, it's to hone the skills. I mean, the best of the best, like, let's say, Robbie Cano, who's been extremely successful over 16 years in the big leagues. Like, he still works in the cage. He still takes ground balls. He still does all those meticulous things. He pays attention to detail. Like, he thinks along with the game. So, I mean, when you got an ultimate veteran who's had an absolute illustrious career like he's had, when you see a guy like that, like, set an example and do all those things. Another guy like that, Todd Frazier, like, the amount of prep work he does is absolutely ridiculous before going into a game. Like, it's just an attitude that all the guys have here. It's like, you know what, we're willing to work and we're willing to, like, come in prepared so we know what's out there and so we can win. So having good guys around me has definitely really influenced me and helped. I mean, I've had some awesome advice from different teammates this year. So, I mean, it's not just kind of me. I mean, I've like this team and the environment I've been put in has just been awesome. And I'm extremely thankful and gracious for that.
We're talking with Pete Alonso, of course, leads the major leagues with 47 home runs right now, has 109 RBIs. You know, I remember being down there about the middle of February and you had the little glove at first base and you were working hard. Everyone wondered it. They all knew you could hit home runs. They wondered about your defense. Your defense has been really good this year. You must be very proud of that.
Yeah, I am proud of that. I take pride in my work and I take pride in my craft. But I mean, for me, I want to keep continuing to grow and be better. I mean, one day I want to have a gold glove. I mean, that's just, like, I want to be the best at what I do and I'm going to keep working, to get there. And then when I'm there, hopefully I can win more than one.
Can you, how about the idea of being kind of the front guy now? You know, you seem very comfortable being it, you know, being outspoken, you know, having a good relationship with the fans, with the media, being kind of the face of the franchise as a rookie. It seems like some guys shy away from it. Some guys are very comfortable with it. You seem very comfortable with it. Like, it's something that comes very natural to you.
Well, I guess the biggest advice I've got from, whether it be coaching staff or other veterans is, like, just be yourself. And, I feel like I'm really genuine. I speak my mind and I feel like I'm upfront and honest. And I mean, I just think that New York and in general has just been really receptive to that. Cause for me, I just think I'm just a kid living out his dream, playing a game he loves. And I mean, there's so many people that come watch every single day. And I feel like I want to play hard for the fans that come watch us. Cause I mean, there's a million and two different things you can do in New York City. You know, I mean, there's a lot. It's a fun and just busy city, but those people are taking the time to come watch us play. And for us, that's much appreciated. I mean, we love having fans at the games and it makes it fun, especially when we're in a playoff hunt like this. I mean, it's just been an awesome ride.
How about the fact that in the middle of September, you're in a pennant race, as you said, in a wild card hunt, and you lead the major leagues in home runs and are three shy of 50. I mean, can it sink in that you have three home runs from 50 home runs this year?
I mean, it's crazy to think about, but I mean, there's only one way to go, and that's just to keep moving forward. And all I can do is control my individual effort that day and come into the game as prepared as possible. And I don't try and focus on like milestones and I mean, it's stuff I think about. I'm not going to lie, but I mean, if my focus is on winning and concentrating like between the lines, pitch to pitch, out to out, inning to inning, then all that stuff is going to fall into place. So I just want to help the Mets win. I mean, that's what it just all boils down to.
It's pretty cool to be leading the major leagues in homers, though, isn't it? I mean, that's got to be, you know, just the thought of it, of being, you know, leading the major leagues in home runs is a pretty cool thought, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. But I mean, the season's not done yet, and there's still some work to be done. So I'm going to keep on plugging away, keep pushing through, and doing all I can.
This team's been resilient. You know that? You've taken a lot of hits to the solar plexus. You've taken some tough losses, but you guys have been resilient. You have. You've bounced back a lot this year. I mean, you're not a perfect team, but you've bounced back. There's been a lot of fight in this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that just shows you the high quality character on all the guys in the clubhouse, because we don't like to lose. I mean, nobody does, but the amount of fight that we've had, we just have this attitude or grit or whatever you want to call it around us. And we work hard and we prepare, and it's all about matter of execution. And no matter where we lay in the standings, we're always trying to get to the goal, have an opportunity to play for a ring, play for a championship.
How much fun is your first pennant race?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, we got a really good opportunity to take the series tonight, and it's going to be a really special day for us. I mean, today's a really important day, and I feel like we got a really good chance to win tonight.
They talk about rookies hitting walls. Has there been any point this year where you got tired, Pete, or you've been able to pace yourself? You know, you've played every day. You've been up a lot. You've played. You've been in there all year. Has that been an issue at all, or have you been – your energy and everything been good all season?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like all about being as prepared as possible for 7:10, 7:05, or whatever the game start of the game is. So, for me, it's working smarter, not harder. Like for the past, I think 6, 7, maybe 8 weeks, I haven't swung on the field. I've just hit in the cage and taken my 10, 15 ground balls, and just done a good job of monitoring the work volume. So I'm just really trying to do whatever I can to have as much energy and get my body as prepared as possible for the game time. And
so you cut out batting practice after the All-Star break?
Probably about 7 weeks ago.
Gotcha.
I'd still do the batting practice, but it's like a lot. It's working finely, not just out there on the field swinging. So it's just more focused on little details, little drills, and then maybe take 10 or 15, overhand throws, and then that's it. And then roll right into the game.
What have you learned about New York in this first season here?
There's a lot I've learned. I can ride the subway confidently now. I'm really, really proud of that. I know how to navigate Manhattan. I have a really good feel for the city.
Do you have a favorite restaurant? You don't have to say what it is. Do you have a favorite restaurant?
No, I don't, and that's the beautiful part about it. I have like 15 favorite restaurants here.
Good.
That's the beautiful part about it. I mean, there's so many awesome places to eat, and I mean, you can spend an entire year eating at a different place and then having an absolute great, great meal. So, I mean, I'm a big food guy, and I love trying out new places, and this has been such an amazing spot.
Can you walk down a street still, or is it now that do they recognize you everywhere you go?
I mean, some people do, but I mean, the one thing I do love about New York is that everyone needs to be at some place 5 minutes ago. So, in some cases you needed to be there 10 minutes ago. So everyone's like minding their own business, and
everybody's in a hurry. I mean,
it's a blue collar city, or if you have a white collar job, it's a blue collar mentality. It's you got to show up, you got to be there, and you got to be present. You got to get there, and people take pride in what they do here, and I love that. And the people I've run into are extremely respectful, and there's a lot that I just had a lot of positive experiences. I mean, with people here in New York. I mean, it's been awesome. So I'm just really thankful for Mets fans, Yankee fans, or just all New Yorkers in general, just how they treated me. It's been fantastic. So all you guys listening, thank you.
I don't know if anybody could come here and have more of a dream season than you have, from the season to the home run derby to now leading the majors with 47 homers and having this record-breaking season. I mean, this has been storybook this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a whirlwind in the best possible way. But I mean, to make it better, we got to get to the playoffs and make a long run at it. I think that would be that would make it much better.
Do you like the polar bear? Do you like all the polar bear stuff?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's an awesome nickname. And I mean, I don't think I really had a choice, because if I didn't like it, Todd Frazier would keep on doing it, keep on calling me that just to piss me off. So I embrace it and I love it. But I mean, Todd's always joking around and stuff like that. So if I didn't like it, he'd dig even deeper.
Well, listen, thanks for a couple of minutes. Keep it up. It's been a remarkable run. You got, like I said, you got 18 games left to play with and a lot to accomplish. So good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Mike. LFGM.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Pete Alonso, who, hey, what can you say? He gets it. You can hear how naturally he is. You know what the thing about Alonso that you notice right away, which I noticed early on the first couple times I interviewed him? He's handled all this success very much in stride. You know, he's not overcome by it. He doesn't seem any different than he was when he was in spring training trying to make the team. He's handled what is a remarkable amount of attention, success. He's on his way to great things, and he seems like exactly the same guy. So he's the perfect person to handle this stuff. He's the leader of the team. He's the face of the franchise. He's got 47 home runs as a rookie. I mean, it's unfathomable. And, you know, home run derby, the whole thing. I mean, so, hey, you want him to get three more, because that would be – and, you know, he tells you that the Mets are going to have a special finish. Well, they got their work cut out for him, because they're going to have to win 13 or 14 more games out of these 18 to get there. But, hey – He'll try to get that done too. But it's been a remarkable season in every way. It really has. He has not taken a bad step at any point. And his defense has been good. And he's handled the media and the fans well. I mean, so it's been almost a perfect season. Back after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.